Dan is going to bring us now a meditation around the Lord's table. Thanks, Dan.
Now, we've been listening to this telling us about God's provision for Joseph. And, I was just conscious sitting there thinking about what God has provided for genuine believers. And that's the greatest provision that He made. And that is, He provided us with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Now, there are many out there, outside in the world, churches, religious groups, all sorts, and they're all trying to cover their own sin. And this goes back right to the beginning. Genesis, it's an aptly named book, Beginnings. If we look at Genesis chapter 3, and we read verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Right? They knew they had sinned. And this was the first religious act, the first effort of man to cover his own sin. They tried to cover their own sin. The Lord came along, realized they were naked, asked him questions, and we go to verse 21. Let's get to it. Where am I? Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. So here you had God telling the human race, you can do nothing to cover your own sin. I am the only one that can forgive your sins. And it's also the first blood sacrifice, pointing towards the sacrifice of Christ himself, because the Lord had to kill the animal before he skinned them and dressed them. Now, we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who came from the majesty of heaven and humbled himself and became as a man for us. The Father put all our sins onto Christ. So that at the moment of execution, Christ was sin. And the Father torn from him. And you can nearly hear, you can feel the agony, apart from the physical agony of the crucifixion, the emotional agony in God in Christ as he looks towards heaven and he says, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? This was for us. He died on the cross, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, died on the cross for us. And as we come before the table now, the Lord's table today, and we take the bread, and we drink the wine, and we do it in memory of that perfect sacrifice. And Christ could say, as he drew his last breath, it is finished. We just thank the Lord Jesus, thank the Father, in Jesus' precious name, for his perfect sacrifice.